Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem right. Only you.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Beverly Flaxen back on the show. The-collaborative.com is the way you find her and her books. Five, six, seven, eight books she's written. Sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. Beverly, thanks again for being here. She's a business advisor, an organizational behavioral specialist, and she helps people just like you in her practice. Beverly, we're talking about how to get things going the right way and get kicked off for the new year. Is there anything different about today in terms of how you talk to your folks about how to get a new year established? Is there anything different today, this year, than, say, it would have been 10 years ago or 15 years ago?
Oh, my goodness, Jim. I think so many things. One of them in particular, I think, really is around human capital.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have been certainly banging the drum for some time about the importance of, not only from a customer perspective, but employee perspective, really understanding people. But I think that has become so much more significant. You know, I teach classes at Suffolk University, undergrad and graduate, mm-hmm. and I'm just always stunned by the level and quality of people coming through. And, you know, they know what they want. They want to be in a culture that's a fulfilling culture. And I think that's a significant thing for small businesses to think about. We've been able to get away with just doing the work of the day, and now I think we have to have the same approach as a lot of bigger businesses around our talent management, who we're going to attract, what we're going to offer them.
So what you're saying is that you know, more and more of the people we work with and hire and sometimes work for as business owners, they're our customers, they're our managers that we report to, they're a different generation. And that's really,
they are.
That's really, if you're a baby boomer, and there are millions of baby boomer business owners out there, if you're a baby boomer, the way you go about your business is different today than it would have been. If you were advising people 10 years ago, 15 years ago for sure, today it's a new degree. I hate to say another degree of difficulty, but it sure is more complex than it was, isn't it?
I think it's a lot more complex. We in some ways had the luxury to just kind of focus on the numbers, right? The quantitative, the revenue. People were happy to have the job. And in today's marketplace, and, you know, we'll see obviously what unfolds over 2020, but, you know, there are a lot of opportunities out there. There is a bit of a fight for good talent. And so I think you have to have a story to tell. You know, Jim, it's even things like, let's just say part of your goals are attract two people this year to certain jobs in your firm. When you look at job descriptions, they're still so bland, right? So what's the culture? What's the opportunity? You know, what sort of environment do you have? And I think that has not been a main focus for those of us running small businesses, and it has to be now moving forward, if talent is a key part of your strategy.
Well, and I don't know. Obviously it is for everyone. Talent is so. It is the difference maker now, because technology is kind of a commodity anymore almost, and the people. And isn't that interesting that when we thought, you know, as we raced hellbent for light speed into the digital age, that the machines would be more important, but the more we use technology, John Nesbitt was right. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we want, and that's the talent and the people who can find and keep and manage and lead talent. I think those are going to be the successful people of the future, don't you? More than before.
I do. I do, and I think you touched on something, Jim, that's so important and is probably a whole other show. But, you know, I think that, and I deal with this a lot with clients we work with, the resistance of, you know, the baby boomers and even a little bit, you know, younger to kind of embracing, you know, the newer generation, right? So we chafe against it and we want them to do things a certain way. And but the reality is, you know, they are holding a lot of the cards at this point, and, you know, their minds set around quality of life and knowing the culture. You know, it's not a bad thing. And so I think if you're a business owner, that is really something to think about going into this new year, which is, you know, what are you offering, and are you spending a lot of time, you know, complaining about it, or is there a way to maybe shift that and create an environment to really embrace it?
Right. No question about it. And as you think about your clients going forward, as we wrap up our visit today, Beverly, when you think about what you're talking to your folks with today, this week, this month, what's the most important thing that you're asking them to focus on?
The concept of deepening trust and the fact that you have to think about it from a number of different factors. It's not just doing what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. That's low-hanging fruit. I mean, that's assumed. It really is, what else are you doing to get to know your customers, to get to know your employees? You know, how thoughtful are you being about the extent of those relationships? How proactive are you being?
Isn't it interesting that when trust was there, when Proto-Market was born 10,000 years ago, one of our top experts says, today, you have to focus on trust. It's an amazing thing. Hey, Beverly, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Anytime I'm asked, Jim. My
Beverly
pleasure.
Flexington, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.